It's Monday, May the 18th, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Blavin.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the world. Such cool things that you can look forward to on this week's episode is our review of Mad Max.
And by our...
Fury Road, right? That's the title?
Yeah.
Fury Road 3D.
D-Box.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you can look forward to that review.
And Pitch Perfect.
Oh, Two. Pitch Perfect.
Did you see it as
no,
well?
No, I didn't see it.
That's a week thing, then. Yeah. That's not a review.
Don't worry. We got plenty of stuff to fill out our weeks, and I know it was a big news week. There was a lot of interesting things that popped up.
Actual?
Yeah. I was actually surprised, but your picks.
Oh, wait, hey. For real? Like, you're not joking.
I don't pay attention much to the outside world.
I didn't see...
No, because I know when you guys pick your picks. You pick them 5 minutes before...
No, I picked this,
no.
I picked this like, when these stories got posted.
Yeah, I picked them when I was on BuzzFeed all day.
Your pick was on BuzzFeed?
Oh, baby. Wasn't it ever?
Nice. But...
Clickbait.
So you guys been good?
Yeah, good, yeah. I was actually biking today, and... I was down in the trail, and these two people... We're walking, and then I tried to dodge them, but then their dog moved out of the way, so I tried to go on the gravel for a little bit, but then I just fell over, and I busted up my knee, and I have some scrapes on my elbow.
Shoulder.
On the shoulder, too.
Yeah.
I'm wearing Under Armour right now, so I don't, like, touch any of them, so, yeah. It hurts, but, I mean, pretty badass.
I didn't realize you biked. We should go sometime.
Whenever you want to, you know?
Did your brakes get out of alignment?
No, I just had to fix it when I got home. One of my stupid friends, like, blasted himself with a hose. So, what we're alluding to here is that Vince got in an accident.
And
he's fine, though.
Shot himself with a hose.
And I shot myself with a hose.
Yeah, I'm totally fine.
Yeah, he's totally fine, but when I saw him today, I was like, what happened to you? He's bleeding all over the driveway.
It's just half my body in blood.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Guys, it's fine.
And of course, Anthony stayed for a little bit and went over to TJ's right away because he didn't have to deal with that drama. He doesn't care.
It's like, everything hurts, Anthony. I'm like, that sucks, man.
Oh, wait, this is revenge for when we did the healthy clavicle week.
It's not. It's
so,
not.
Go, that's how it feels to be hurt.
It's not, though, but okay.
Because, I mean, us poking fun at you about that was not really.
That was actually really hilarious. That was super funny.
But don't worry, don't be fooled by the blood on my body. I'm not hurt at all.
Yeah, you are.
Because I'm invincible.
You're bleeding.
Of course. Mm. Oh, what's funny is that his name is in that word.
Yes.
Fuck!
Yes!
Son of a bitch!
I'm the best.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm the best. I am the best.
Just FYI, if you were
curious. Anthony confirms it just now.
If you're curious, it was actually in there.
It's the worst.
So, yeah, you can't win that.
My eyes are itchy because it was so bad.
Well, we're glad you're okay. We can't do the show without you.
Of course not. It's my show.
True fact. Well, what happened when we didn't do it before is that there was the ghost cast.
That was the one-time incident. We've done this show at least 3 times without him.
We have proof that we can.
And we
do
are
it.
2 out of 3.
And I'm part of that, you know, two-part crew, and I only believe we can do it. So.
I believe we can do it. I did a solo show once. That went over well.
Like, if I were Outcast, I would be Big Boy.
You'd be Big Boy?
Yeah, and you'd be Andre. That's how much I don't
know. Right. Who'd he be?
I'd be Nelly.
Who's
I'm
the...
Would
he be Teddy Pendergrass? Like, he's just in the background?
It's crazy. But yeah, that's pretty funny.
Great, guys. Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, you're welcome.
Awesome. Shall we get into this Mad Max review?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
All right. See you guys later.
All right. So, me and Anthony and I, watched Mad Max.
Yeah.
Fury Road.
We
went to see it in D-Box, which I still don't believe is... worth it.
I can't tell if you're trolling me.
No, I don't like it.
Oh, okay.
It didn't do anything for me.
I thought D-Box in this... Okay, like, before we saw it in 3D, we saw it in D-Box.
Yeah.
For me, I don't think the 3D did anything.
Me neither. I hate the 3D option all the time.
Yeah. But I really enjoyed D-Box.
Yeah.
Especially
is it because it was a driving movie?
Especially in this movie because it is mainly... Like, the action is all in cars and they're all driving and stuff. It just... Like, I thought in Avengers it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I got punched, so I got... My chair moved to the side. But in this one, it just made sense.
Okay.
And I felt it actually really added to the experience.
Okay.
Like, if I could get just a D-Box and no 3D,
mm-hmm.
I'd probably get that all the time.
Okay, all right. So. Makes sense. So, this movie is about Mad Max. So, this is a long-standing franchise.
Yeah.
Started off with Mel Gibson being the titular character in 3 of them. And in this one, he is captured and is forced...
Who's Mad Max played by again?
And this one, it's it's Bane. Oh, what's his name?
And he was the brother in that MMA movie.
Oh man, just go on. Tell me more. Tell us more about the movie. I'll find his name.
Yeah, and so
Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy. Yeah, and so Mad Max, pretty much at this point, he's just like a wandering warrior.
Yeah,
he's a road warrior. One would say. He gets captured by the, like, they're like subhumans, I guess.
Yeah, I guess what they're called. They're like white. I don't know, sick boys, I think.
Yeah,
yeah. And basically, what happens is that he has to help Furiosa, which is
the king,
Charlize Theros.
Yeah.
Charlize Theron, sorry, and she wants to
think of magic.
Run. She wants to run away with
the breeders.
The breeders. So basically, the beautiful women that they used to breed in this dystopian society.
Yeah,
and it's them trying to get away from basically the Citadel or wherever they were being held by Immortan Joe, which is this big sickly guy.
Yeah.
So the things I like about this movie are the fact that. Again, I haven't seen a lot of movies with the dystopian setting like this anymore.
Yeah, so we were talking about it after the movie. It's very Fist of the North Star.
Yeah, basically it's all desert.
Yeah. It's an actual wasteland.
Yeah, it's like wasteland. It's not like the ones you see in things like The Last of Us or any time when there is just buildings and vegetation.
Like vegetation around buildings.
It's basically all barren.
Yeah.
So basically they, have rations on water and everything and plants.
Disease, and sickness is running rampant because they can't control it.
So basically the story of the movie is that Charlize Theron runs away with like a war rig and they go chasing after her and Mad Max manages to get on the war rig too and helps them escape.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also like the world building they did in this because at some points they join with war parties from other cities and one is called the Bullet Farm, one is called Oil Town or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's just people who dress like they would be there. Like
one
guy who
The Oil Town guy, he's like in the suit.
In a suit and he's fat and he has gout.
Yeah.
And the bullet guy has bullets for all his
what he wears and stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
The thing is though, like they're all like when I say a suit, like it's not a dude in the suit, like it's a messed up version of a guy in a suit.
Yeah.
So the guy like the suit like where his nipples are, the suit is cut out and he has like these nipple blades. And, like, everybody's got this weird, like, kind of messed up look to them.
Yeah.
In a very, like, it is about cars, but it's in a very metal way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, they're based, so you're, what you're wondering is how is the action scenes? Basically, they're all just in a one big chase.
Yeah, it's a huge chase.
What's crazy is that the chases are done really well with really interesting type vehicles.
Yeah.
They don't attack all the same way, just shooting. They use things like saw blades,
flamethrowers.
There's even guys who use a pole and they counterweight each other and like swing each other back and forth to land on the thing to drop people.
The one I really liked because it is a wasteland, it's just all sand.
Yeah.
They would harpoon the rig.
Yeah.
Get the harpoon stuck. And then the back of the car has like, I guess like
a
rakes.
Plow.
A plow and rakes. And the plow would slow down the person they're latched onto from getting away.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh, this is like, a lot of the car stuff is just so smart. And it makes sense for that, like, not just for car battles, but for like dystopian car battles.
Yeah. And the other thing too that I really liked is that the war party that's chasing the war rig, they have a guy playing electric guitar in one rig. And he has all these speakers, and then there's drums behind him.
Yeah.
And he actually plays the soundtrack to when they're chasing.
Yeah.
He just constantly goes, dun, 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 dun. It's pretty cool.
He's the hunting horn of their party.
Yeah. It's pretty nuts. The action scenes were really well done. They were easy to follow, I found.
Yeah.
I could follow all the action, you know, where people are jumping, what they really want you to focus on and whatnot. And basically how all the cars interacted with each other, what's hitting what. You know, who's getting blown up. And I found all their weapons, just everything they did. It always kept me on edge because it's always not the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, even if, you know, one of them... Oh, I really like how they use chrome to pump you up. They
would spray it on their face. Yeah, so, like, the enemies they have, or the bad guys, the antagonists, they have a thing where it's almost like they're Vikings.
Yeah.
They believe that if they die in battle, they are destined to go into Valhalla. And when they think they're going to die, or when they think they're just going to sacrifice their life for the greater cause, they chrome out their mouth with chrome spray paint.
Yep.
And they say that they're going to go into Valhalla shiny and shimmering chrome. Chrome, right?
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Yeah. But I like all this kind of stuff. And it's not only them that they're fighting. There's people who live on the mountains who have bikes for the terrain and stuff.
They're pretty much like Border Patrol.
They're like sand people from
Star Wars.
Yeah, right? The way they look with the goggles.
And yeah, everything. They're like, but they were tall. They weren't like, they were regular sand
people. It was, I don't know. Another person who really stood out for me in this one was one of the sick boys helps them, and his name is Nook, and
he's Beast from
X-Men. He's the guy in Warm Bodies.
Oh yeah,
the zombies. Yeah. Yeah, and man, like he did a really good. I liked everything, even their hand-to-hand fight scenes, especially the one with Furiosa against Max against Nook, where they were like pulling each other with the chain.
That was a really well choreographed scene,
right? Yeah, and he's like shooting the gun and everything, like the way he shot it around her head. Oh, I thought that was really cool.
They used everything at their disposal. So like, Max and that guy, Nook.
No, I think his name is Nook. Yeah.
Yeah. So Max and Nook are chained together. Yeah. But a half of the fight, Nook is passed out because he got knocked out.
Yeah.
Right. And so it's like this really interesting fight scene between Furiosa and Max, and then Max has this handicap of using this chain and this kind of limp body, to his advantage, or try to at least. And then when Nook comes to, it changes the whole dynamic of the fight. Because they're chained together, they realize that their lives are in each other's hands, pretty much, at this point. And so it's like a forced friendship. Not a friendship, but teamwork. It's forced teamwork. Yeah,
it's because in this movie, I read it up on it, basically the war boys have like a terminal illness, so they can't last very long.
Okay.
So they need blood bags, people to like, you know, fill them up with blood, like clean blood. And it turns out, if you read closely on Max's back when they showed his tattoo, he's a universal donor.
Oh, that's why it was like high octane.
Yeah. So, so basically that way he can donate to anyone. So they want, that's why they said, be careful, he's a universal donor.
Yeah.
Because he's so rare, right?
Yeah.
So that's why.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I really recommend this movie. Very well done choreography.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the action scenes. I really like the world building and just everything about it. It's very minimal in what it explains to you in the story. You can mostly have to infer a lot of it. But man, I just found it a feast for my mind, my eyes, everything. It's just good.
I pretty much have the same, like, just general thoughts as you. In terms of being minimalist and like in dialogue and stuff, I really like that because the movie uses the medium of a movie to its fullest extent. Instead of really explaining to you, through like a narrator, what like the war parties need, they show you and who they are, and they show you through visuals, right? So you were saying that the people in the oil, the people in Bullet Town, and stuff like that. Like, you know they're from Bullet Town because of the way they dress, because of the way they act and stuff like that, and what they value over the other tribes. And they do a great job of showing rather than just telling you. And I thought that was like really great just in terms of the movie. The other thing I liked was that Mad Max is like, we keep making that reference in terms of scenery to Fist of the North Star, but I felt he was very Kenshiro-esque, where in Fist of the North Star, Kenshiro, he is the main hero. He is that. But he always fights in a way where he's working with everybody. And it seems like a team effort, even though if they didn't have him, they would lose, obviously.
Right.
Right. And so Mad Max is kind of the same way, where Max, he is the champion of that party.
Yeah.
But he needs that party.
Yeah.
Right. And so he's not
overtly powerful.
Yeah.
He also doesn't get his car back. In the beginning, he still has his pursuit special, which I could tell because of the motor at the front.
Okay.
But then he never gets it back.
He
sees it a bunch and he goes, that's mine. But he never gets it back.
That's the cool thing about it, is that it's not just Max is a one-man wrecking crew. He is an above average survivalist, but it is,
oh man, he's good.
Yeah, but it is still the real world, and he still needs these other people to help him.
He's not invincible.
Yeah, he's not invincible.
He doesn't have any special powers, and nothing. He's just like, he can just fight.
And that's a great break from, because like right now it's all superhero movies, right?
Yeah.
It's like, yo, Captain America, one man army, Thor, one man army.
Yeah.
And it's these people who are seemingly invincible.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, the other thing too I like about this movie is that they work in constraints of their vehicles.
Yeah.
They have to constantly repair the war rig. He overheats everything.
They're in a desert, so the engine overheats.
My favorite thing is that they lit it on fire once, and then they dropped the front of the rig, and then they blasted
the cowcatcher. Yeah.
Yeah, and then it blasted itself with sand to douse the fire.
Yeah,
I'm like, that's amazing.
That was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's like everything about this movie is just like, it's so imaginative and so original. Like, to be honest, I haven't seen the original Mad Max movie, so I can't say if that's the same way in the Mel Gibson movie.
Yeah, I've seen the interview. All I know is that his car is iconic, the Pursuit Special or whatever.
There's no Thunderdome in this movie, so
the Thunderdome was something else.
Yeah.
Well, that was from Beyond the Thunderdome.
Yeah,
they did like jousting and stuff. Okay. But I mean, yeah.
But yeah, no, this movie was fantastic.
Yeah, I thought it was really well done. So
it's, I would say, like, if you're for action movie wise, like if you like action movies, but you're not, you have like a kind of, like, you're, it's not for the faint of heart. It's not that bad. It's not that bad, but there are certain
scenes that are just real good.
Oh, some deaths are really bad slash good.
Yeah.
But just like stuff, like every character is just like physically disgusting.
Yeah.
And then things like when
except
they
except for Max and the girls and you know the main characters.
Yeah. So like when they do the physical world building, like they said. So like, I guess minor spoilers here.
Mm-hmm. What do you spoil the movie?
Well, we didn't say like the ending. We weren't like going. We just said the overall thing. Yeah. This is just like a specific thing in the beginning. It doesn't really play a big role, so it's not a big spoiler. What just to warn you. When they were showing the place that, that Max got trapped in, and because they're breeding humans there, like subhumans, they need milk for the babies.
Oh, those larger ladies.
Yeah, and so they used oversized ladies, like I won't say overweight. That's not politically correct.
They were really quite large.
They're large women, but they used them as pretty much dairy cows, like just to pump milk. And like there's a lot of kind of like not overtly like, oh look, his arm's pulling off, like that kind of gross, like saw gross.
Mm-hmm.
But like when you think about it, like, and you see it, it's not that bad, but then you think about what they're doing in that process and it's like, oh, that's messed up and stuff like that. So if you're kind of sensitive to that kind of stuff, maybe just be warned.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this is like one of the best movies to come out this year. For me, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Would you go that far, or would you say...
Yeah, I mean... From the trailer, it doesn't look like it's going to be that bad. But, like, yeah, there is some gross imagery.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but, yeah, I recommend it anyway.
How does this take for you over the Avengers? Do you still like the Avengers more? Because that's, like, the most recent big blockbuster hit that we saw.
I had more fun with Avengers, but... I don't know if you saw, but did you notice that I was always on the edge of my seat when I was watching the
movie? Yeah, you pretty much never had your back on the backrest. You were always kind of like leaned forward.
Yeah, it's just very interesting. I just found everything very interesting because I don't know what's coming. Iron Man, I know he can fire a missile. He just has a patch of everything. Yeah. Cap, I'm just waiting for next time he throws his shield. But with this, it's like, hey, that's a truck. Oh, it has a dump truck on the, like, why does it have a shovel? And that's amazing. Like I never would have thought that, right? It's like, oh man, they're cutting the hydraulics. That's what they're doing. I'm like, that's smart. Like,
where like I would say Avengers had higher highs. Like they have their points in the Avengers where it's like some cool fight happens or some cool thing happens, and it's obviously like this point where it's supposed to go, oh dang, right?
Yeah.
But in Mad Max, you're always on edge. You're always like, what's gonna happen next? I don't know what's gonna happen next. Yeah. Like
the thing is, I never got tired of the chase scenes.
Yeah, and I honestly didn't realize that the whole movie was a chase scene until the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Because I was so engaged in this chase scene.
Yeah.
Like, the whole thing was just one long chase scene.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely recommend going and see it.
Yeah, it's 100%.
Yeah.
I don't know if you...
It was the best random movie I wanted to watch this weekend.
Yeah, if you've agreed with me in the past, like, I definitely recommend to see it in D-Box. And then I guess if you're more on Blaven's side, like, you don't need it that much.
Just watch it in regular.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't really do 3D. There was like no parts I knew that really need 3D.
All right, cool.
Yeah. All right, we'll call back the boys. So,
yeah.
Well, that was lovely.
Was it, Vince?
It was great.
Did you enjoy that review?
I listened back. Fantastic.
All right, that's weird time travel you got going on.
Mm-hmm. Let's move on to our picks of the week.
Uh-huh.
So, since I wasn't here, I'm going to continue not talking. I'm going to let Blaven start off.
So, my pick of the week is a movie called Mad Max Fury Road. my pick of the week actually is another movie that's coming out in 2016. One that really holds a special place in my heart. I've been waiting for this movie for a long time.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. So, Warcraft is getting a movie.
Yeah, I know this is...
I obviously don't care about this movie, but, I mean, I'm sure people, like, you know, who are big fans of Azeroth or whatever this is will love this.
Azeroth, okay.
Is it Roth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I thought you were making some plain, like, Azrael or something.
No, it's called Azeroth, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
That's just the continent plain, name?
Yeah, the continent, yeah. So...
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't even realize this was happening. Did you guys know this? Yeah.
They've rumored this for like a long time, but I just never expected it to happen.
And then
it's been in pre-production for years.
Yeah. And they had all these pictures of all these people who are they going to be, and I'm like, who are these people?
Like the actors or the characters?
The characters.
Okay, yeah, me too.
And then people were like, OMG, they have that guy, that orc. It's like, yeah, man. You go, girl.
Is Illidan Stormrage in it?
No, actually. Okay. Yeah.
That's the only World of Warcraft.
But yeah, I think, yeah, it's just basically the basic Horde versus Alliance type thing. So
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what it's going to happen with this. I don't even know if it's going to be any good, but yeah. I don't know.
Straight to DVD.
And if you guys care.
I'll watch it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish they'd make a StarCraft movie.
Sure. That's how StarCraft Ghost gets made. It gets turned into a movie.
Yeah. I mean, someone has to support these video game movies if we want them to become a bigger thing.
Yeah. What did that mean? We got the Resident Evil movies.
Yeah, we got the
Resident Evil. Mila Jovovich is just holding up the whole genre.
Yep. We got those movies. But yeah, no, I've got nothing else to say on this.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, it's just a movie that I've heard that it's coming out, and I think it's cool. There's more video game movies.
So are they casted just the characters who will be in the store, or is it the people who act as them?
Huh? No, they act as them.
Okay. And are there any notable names in there?
No, nobody I recognize. I don't know if you recognize any of them. I don't know if they're like CW people or anything. But I don't recognize any of them.
I'm assuming they're like small time, so they can keep the budget lower.
Why though? They're drowning in money, no?
Yeah, but if this goes on to be successful.
Yeah, and then they can just start casting high profile people. Yeah,
No. You can keep contracts low still.
Oh, yeah, because they're no ones,
right? You sign them on for 3 years.
And it's over.
Yeah, and it's like, listen, you're getting paid that low, whatever.
I mean, it's H to the Izzo. V to the Izzo. Anyway, yeah, that's all I got.
Cool. Anthony, your pick of the week?
My pick of the week is continuing with Konami.
Konami!
Previous video game company, now gambling aficionados. Mm-hmm. They recently came out company line saying that the future of gaming for them is mobile gaming. So a lot of like...
It is.
Yeah. I think microtransactions and stuff like that. That's sad. But so there's a new... Nevada is passing a new law that allows skill-based gambling machines. So the gambling machines now, they don't just have to be... luck-based, right? You can actually have some sort of skill. So Konami has started making skill-based games using their beloved franchises. So, man, that new hot Contra game you wanted for years, you know? Now it's a slot machine. They're gambling machines. And it's really sad, and it makes me depressed.
Why?
Because I like Contra, and I liked Contra 4 for the DS.
Now you'll go to the casino and play it. And you can win money for playing it.
This like makes me think that like some guys in the future, I'm gonna be like 50, 60, and some kids like, oh, I love Contra. I used to play it in the casino all the time, and I'm like, God damn it, you youngsters! I hate all of you.
I don't get what's so bad about this. It's like the arcade, only the arcade pays you.
It's not the same. It's not the same. They're not like full fledged Contra games.
Oh.
Yeah, they're okay. They're like neutered down so that like old like your grandma can play it.
Then if that's the case, then I don't see the problem.
Yeah. I'm just like, it's just sad. It's like,
it's fine.
They can do whatever they want with their own IPs. They own them. That's their business.
Mm.
But it just makes me sad.
If it brings kids like you to the casino, I think they win.
I mean, I'm going to tell you this in like the most proper way I can, right? Like, me and Vince, we're Filipinos. We're probably going to spend our lives in Niagara Falls anyway. You know, taking our families there all the time. You know what? It's good for us that we have plenty to do when we're there. You? Not so much. So this is a win for us, a lose for you, you know?
Man.
So...
sadly, he's right.
Gonna get your Players Club card.
Hey, man.
What do you mean, get? I'm platinum.
Yo, I mean, if him and I can go there, have a steak, play some Contra, come home, yeah, chill. And you're just at home, like, wanting your next Contra game, but can't have it.
No. But yeah, it's just sad. Makes me sad.
I like seeing you sad.
Sad.
These are times.
Taste my tears. Like, oh, God. Put them into this
hold on. Let me get my vial of your tears. just wipe it off your face.
Here you go, Vince. Here's your tear payment for the month.
Thank you. Keeps me up.
All right, here we go. What's your Vincenzo, selfie. Drop it for us.
So, I'm going to switch my pick at the last minute.
What?
I just watched the trailer.
Good. Because I'm going to talk about something that's a bit more related to Anthony. I'm going to talk about a game that used to be under the Konami reign. Or technically still is.
Metal Gear.
No.
Silent Hills.
No! But the director has branched out to Kickstarter.
Castlevania.
There you go.
Oh yeah, I forgot that happened this
week. New game, Bloodstained, bringing back. Now, we all know this as the Metroidvania genre.
Mm-hmm.
But Koji Igarashi is deemed
he's,
it.
He's not fond of that.
No,
title.
He's actually? Not. Anthony, tell me, what does he call this genre?
Oh man, I forget, but it was fabulous. Oh no, what is it?
Do you remember? You're gonna tell it, right?
Oh, just like, tell me. I forget. I honestly forget.
I asked him because I could blank.
Oh god, I hate both of you so much right now.
No, I know what it is.
What?
It's Igavania.
Oh yeah, Igavania. He named it after himself.
You have to be kidding me.
No. He's like. Basically, his story was the big publishers say that Igavania games, they interest nobody.
This, what?
Yeah. And he has the best Kickstarter video.
Like, did you watch that whole thing?
Because it's in a dungeon, like a castle.
Yeah.
And he's pretty much Dracula.
Yeah. They make the what is a man reference, like, at least twice. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What is a man but a thing of...
A miserable, miserable pile of lies.
Yeah. Oh my god.
And he throws the wine glass. And he throws a wine glass in this video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, the Kickstarter went up, I think, at the time of this recording, maybe a bit under a week ago. It was funded in like 7 hours. He needed 500K.
They're like a million something now, I think.
Yeah, but the thing is, he already... This is how most Kickstarter video game Kickstarters work. Generally, they already have the funding. Kickstarter only is there to exist to show investors that there's demand.
Okay.
And so the investor said, okay, we'll front you the $200 million for your budget, or the $2 million that you need for your budget.
I'm sorry, what?
Sorry, it's $2 million, okay?
Okay.
But you need to prove to us that there's an audience for this game. So put out a Kickstarter for the remaining $500,000, mm-hmm. and if you make it, we'll give you the rest of the money.
Okay.
That's how this Kickstarter works. That's generally how most video game Kickstarters work. But yeah, it was funded, no problem. I've unfortunately am always more on the Metroid side than Castlevania side.
Oh god.
I'm the exact opposite.
But I do think the DS Castlevania games are great.
Which one was your favorite? Wait. Portrait of the Night.
Which one's that one?
The one with the twins? No. That's the one where Portrait I always go, Jessica, or what's it, what are their names?
Oh, I can't remember.
Oh, man.
You switch on the fly, right?
Yeah.
Get souls or something?
Yeah, you absorb their souls and then you have their attacks?
Yeah.
No. That's Aria of Sorrow.
Oh, okay.
That's my favorite one. That was with the GBA.
Okay, no.
Which one's that?
There is a sequel of it on the DS.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think it's Dawn of Sorrow.
Is Portrait of Ruin on the DS?
That's the one, Portrait of Ruin.
Okay.
Anyways, those games are great.
Dawn of Sorrow is the sequel to Aria.
Okay, yeah, that's the one I like.
Oh, really? With the guy who has the white hair?
Yes.
He is Dracula?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's the one I like.
Yeah.
Cool. But for those who don't know really the difference between Metroid and Castlevania, Castlevania just has an RPG element to it.
It also has an inverted castle.
No, that's not what... Not always.
No. But the important one does.
No. But yeah, basically in Castlevania, you like level up and stuff.
Yeah.
All right. What are our bets? Like, what's the over under on this game having an inverted castle?
Is it in a stretch goal?
I don't know.
It probably is.
Okay. What's the over under on this having more than 100% completion?
It's definitely gonna be there. Yeah.
So I remember her names now. I just looked it up in Castlevania. So this is all I did in the game. Okay, I just walked and kept switching. It was Jonathan, Charlotte. Since the one is Jonathan, one is Charlotte.
Oh,
and
this
Jonathan,
game. Charlotte. Yeah, I remember now.
And you put it in this. She goes Jonathan, Charlotte. And you're just like back and forth. That's all I did. Yeah. That's all I did.
That's funny.
Also, while backsliding, because that's the only way you travel in that game, right?
It's faster. It's faster.
Just keep pressing.
Well, even in Symphony of the Night.
Yeah.
Unless you got the Chris and Grimm and you just go...
Yeah, it's nuts.
Yeah, but I recommend everybody watch at least this video.
The video's fantastic.
It's great.
Highly recommended.
I was going to back, but I'm like, well, they don't need my help, so whatever.
But don't you want the tier that gets you a hardcover art book?
No.
How much is that?
I think it's like $100.
Oh, sick.
If you want... Anthony, don't you want the disc copy?
I do want the disc copy!
That's $60.
Bonesaw's ready!
Bonesaw's ready!
Because I know the game's only $25, but if you want a disc...
I want that disc, dog.
$60.
I forget, is it a PC disc or is it a platform disc?
It's a platform.
Oh, then, fuck. Son of B, man.
It's a platform of your choice, and I think their final stretch goal is the downgraded version for the Wii U. So
you like the main character. Strong female lead, all in armor, doling out
looks
the punishment.
Hot. Looks hot.
Summoning the flame dragons.
Just a PR note. Vince is saying hot in the H-A-W-T. Just for perspective.
Thank you for the cliff notes there, buddy.
Yeah.
Got your back.
Get your back.
Or, man. I mean, footnotes, whatever.
Footnotes. Cliff notes, footnotes, same thing.
No.
That's funny.
But yeah, Bloodstained. Look forward to it. I think it comes out next year.
That's, man, a lot of cool stuff's coming out next year.
We see that every year.
Yeah, we see that every year.
That's true.
And stuff gets pushed back.
Yeah.
I think Uncharted got pushed back.
Yeah. It's not coming out this holiday anymore.
Yeah.
I think their window is March.
Disappointed.
Yeah. It's a shame, but I mean,
what you going to do?
When I come for you, bad boys, right?
Yep.
Let's see. What else do we have? No, that's it for Picks of the Week, right?
Yep.
Okay, before we move on, I believe there's something I wanted to address here. Letter time, letter time.
What? It's mail time.
No. So, I got a letter, but first I'm going to read a YouTube comment that we got.
Ooh.
Because this is obviously from a newer listener. Right? I feel like we probably got a couple of new listeners out there. Now and then.
Oh, no.
And sometimes we need to reiterate older things.
Oh, okay. God.
It's nothing bad, guys.
Oh, God, it's totally bad.
Don't worry about it. It's totally fine. So, Hermes on YouTube asks, I would like to know if you've ever watched The Kamen Rider. I heard you mention it during the podcast, and it made me wonder if you have. Anyways, keep up the good work. So, guys, what's the history with Kamen Rider on the 300 in a Basement
show? We love Forze. That's the best Kamen Rider ever to ever grace God's green earth.
That's a really hard one to follow because that's quite a hyperbole. So, but I mean, I like Kamen Rider a lot. We used to watch it as a weekly thing, but then, you know, as we grow older and we grow apart, we don't really have time for those childish things and no more.
Oh, no, he just stopped wanting to do it.
No, it's just we don't come early enough.
You guys stopped wanting
to do it. I still want to do it. It's just you guys stopped. And I was like, why are we stopping?
No, I continue doing it.
I wanted to watch it, but you didn't want to watch it with us. Everybody.
No.
You wanted to watch it by yourself.
No, you guys started coming later.
Yeah. We come on time now. Remember how you used to come like hours early? It's a great play, but we're coming hours early now.
Did we?
Yes.
Okay, so the story with, we'll just say Tokusatsu in general, we started watching with the Gokaiger age.
Yeah.
And that was still when Oz was on.
The best.
Yeah, and I was watching Oz by myself.
I think, yeah, you guys were watching Oz.
And you were watching,
I was watching Double in Shinkenger.
Shinkenger by yourself.
Yes. Yeah. And then
Anthony was watching
them. And Anthony was just watching Gokaiger with us.
Yeah.
And then Forze came on, and then we watched Gokaiger and Forze, and those were like the Kokusatsu golden years.
Yeah, for us.
Those were the best. Those were the best Sentai and best Kamen Rider ever made.
He's crying again. Get the vial.
And then Gokaiger ended, and we were like, fuck, man. How do you top that?
Yeah,
Sentai doesn't exist anymore.
It doesn't.
It was a downhill from those two, actually.
Well, because then Forze had the greatest ending. It was the graduation scene.
Yeah.
Spoilers, sorry.
Yeah.
They graduate high school.
Kind of like Wizard.
You did?
I did. A little bit, yeah. But I didn't keep up with it. I liked the Beast better, but
I got the Diamond form in that show, and then I stopped watching.
Yeah, I kept up with
it. I mean, we thought the first episode was really cool, right? Like,
everybody did, right? Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, then it sucked.
Yeah.
And it just stopped being good.
And then I watched Gaim.
God, it was really pretty, though. Yeah, and you like Gaim.
Gaim's with the Pokemon battles and the fruit.
Yeah, and you guys thought it was pretty ludicrous.
The first episode was.
Yeah, because it was.
But I heard, even from my little brother, that it's good.
Yeah, and I still say that as a Kamen Rider show, it sucks. It's a great live-action anime.
Yeah, but you've never seen Oz, right?
No.
And I think Oz is like one of the better Kamen Rider shows.
I know, I feel like I should watch that at some point.
I don't know, I just think it's very simple. And there's enough drama that's, like, not too over the top.
I remember now. I hated his costume.
Yeah, but the thing was that, like, I hated it too. But when he starts getting the matching, the payoff's so sweet.
Yeah, that's true.
And the other thing, too, is that it's not Kamen Rider O's. It's, here's a show about Kamen Rider's enemies.
Yeah.
They spend more time with the enemies than with O's, which I think is way cooler.
Yeah. Like, I don't like it. Like, yeah, and I think it was just a costume thing. Because I like the main character. I like the Aladdin.
Well, there's a Gashapon.
Oh, yeah.
Rider in that one.
Yeah. And then his side chick was, like, She-Hulk?
Yeah, she was super strong.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. But yeah, so basically what we're coming down to here is that Anthony ruined it all.
What?
I'm just kidding.
I want to watch it.
And then I talked about Drive a couple weeks or months ago.
Yeah, you
weeks,
still
months,
like
years.
That though, right? You think it's stupid.
I dropped it. I got to like 22 and I was like...
Is it because of the costume? The F1 car on his chest?
That was dumb. But then they took the coolest character and made him super lame.
No, okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
So my little brother still maintains that Shinkenger is the best one he's seen.
Shinkenger?
Not Gokaiger?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Oh my god.
Your brother needs smacking.
Vince needs a new phone.
But he says like Shinkenger is just so like awesome.
It is really awesome.
Yeah. But is it Gokaiger?
But it's not Gokaiger awesome.
Gokaiger was pretty sick. There's so many Rangers.
But yes, there you go. We do hear like the Kamen Rider.
We do like Tokusatsu. Like, don't get us wrong.
And I think.
Yeah.
We look forward to the upgrades.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, I feel like we should just move on to Ultraman, and that'll be a refresher on our lives.
No.
What? Ultraman's sick, guys. He's like 20,000 million feet tall.
20,000 million feet tall.
We should move on to Garo. There you go.
I was waiting for that. I'm like, I was waiting for the Garo one.
Yeah, just Garo.
I don't know what that is.
You ever seen one?
No.
We should watch an episode. I think you'd like it.
You would probably like it better than Kamen.
You know, in that one, like, Gokai Silver is, like, totally a badass. And he, like, sleeps with girls and stuff.
Cool.
Like, he wakes up in the bed with, like, naked chicks and stuff. Like, actual naked. Like, they show boobs.
What?
Yeah, the show is, like, super adult tokusatsu.
This is adult tokusatsu.
Like, when people, you know the things he has to fight?
Yeah.
Like, the people, like, he's murdered people, like, this monster. He, like, goes in a room, says hi to the person, rips their head off.
What?
And then Garo has to come in and, like, turn gold, the golden knight, and then just, like, fight him and stuff.
Oh, yeah, he becomes all gold.
Yeah, because he's the golden knight.
Yeah. He's all gold, man,
yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, no, it's very adult. Like, not, you know, it's very adult.
Cool.
Boobs, killing. Blood, decapitations, everything.
All of it. All of the above.
Did you guys watch the Kamen Rider movies with V1 and V2? The one that was like live action. Kamen Rider the first and Kamen Rider the next?
No.
Those ones are really good. They use the old Riders, but like it's new and like gritty and stuff.
Oh,
and it's one of the newer ones, yeah.
I should probably check that out.
Yeah.
Was Decade any good?
Yeah, I like Decade. That was like the Gokaiger of thing.
Of Kamen Rider.
I just like the way he transforms.
The thing that's sad to me is that they didn't keep the same actors for each of the. They had like alternate timelines. So like Kiva was like a kid instead of like the actual.
It's not Earth 1.
Yeah, it's not the actual one. Okay. But another good one was Deno. That's one I really enjoyed.
I watched half of Deno. That was really good. I don't know why I stopped.
Yeah. Peach form, and he has all these different forms. And I really like the actor because he's now Rurouni Kenshin.
I like the train.
Yeah.
Double's where it's at. That's all I gotta say.
Joker Cyclone.
I just love it when they henshin and then
one guy just passes out.
Philippe is like, whatever.
And then the chick has to like drag him away. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
And then it's so hard boiled.
Yeah.
And they get their cases.
Oh, yeah, because they're detectives.
Yeah, and he has the fedora. Yeah. That's such a great show.
It's so bad good.
Yeah,
it's so bad good.
You're bad good.
Thanks.
But yeah. All right. Yeah, definitely. We love Tokusatsu.
Yeah, we do. We love Kamen Rider, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Costumes. Rubber costumes.
Like, that's true. Rubber, yeah, leather.
That can be taken
Kaiju.
In a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Rubber costumes. So.
Man, you guys don't want to watch Ultraman? You could see the zipper on the back sometimes. In the old ones. And then when they kick buildings, you're like, that's totally styrofoam.
Does it just break at the base?
It's like, no. When he kicks it, it's like you can see pieces. It's like it doesn't move, like, you know, like buildings. But we should watch what is it? Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad. That was the best tokusatsu.
That was my favorite. Yeah, that's the best tokusatsu right there.
Oh my god.
I never watched that.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, Kilo Khan.
Yes!
I don't know what that is.
Meat thing?
I don't understand these references.
Oh my god.
I don't understand these references.
Sam?
Let's kick some gigabutt.
What? You say gigabutt?
Yeah. Let's amp it up.
Let's amp it up.
Oh! These puns are even worse than the names in Reboot.
You're just sad because you can't join in on the fun.
No, Reboot's
on the
better.
The magic.
Reboot's the best.
All right, Amazon we go. Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad. All DVDs. Go order. Free shipping right now.
Blu-ray DVD combo with a copy of Ultraviolet.
All right, let's keep it on these recommendations with the letter of the week. Hello, Anthony Blevin and
another
Vince.
One?
Damn, what?
Two? Oh, and this is a YouTube comment, that last one.
Yeah.
Still, it's two.
So, okay, this is weird. So, on the... It's signed from Byron.
Okay.
But at the heading, it says, from Shrek Doger.
Okay.
I don't get it.
Okay.
Anyways, hello...
Oh, is it like it's all ogre now? Is it that video?
Maybe.
The Shrek video? Yeah. That was gross.
Hello, Anthony Blevin and Vince.
Hi.
I completed G Gundam.
Yes! We've converted another!
Oh my god.
Yes!
This is... Oh my god.
Yes!
We were trolling.
We're infecting the world.
Oh my god. We were totally trolling, but I can't wait to hear the
rest G-Gundam's of the awesome. Okay.
I completed G-Gundam recently, and I really enjoyed it.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. It was so bad.
Yes. What? No, it's good. That's awesome.
Oh my god.
G-Gundam's legitimately good.
I want to get more into the Gundam universe, but I am unsure which Gundam anime to watch next. Should I start watching Universal Century, or should I watch Gundam Seed or Wing? We gotta tell them the truth.
Yeah, yo, bro, pump the brakes. Pump the brakes, man. Whoa.
So, just FYI, you'll never find anything actually like G-Gundam.
Never. Unless you watch G-Gundam again.
Yeah. The secret of G-Gundam is that the Gundam community hates it. Because it's nothing like any other Gundam.
It's the best Gundam series.
But, like, I mean, there's no other Gundam series that has, like, so much racism. It has Hong Kong cinema in the scene when, like, Master Asia dies and they play a Chinese Cantonese song while he's dying in the sunset. I mean, there's nothing, like, yeah, just everything about it is just so over the top that, like, yeah, all Gundam shows are basically just very political. Yeah. Very... It's never about the robots, it's always about the people behind them.
Yeah, and it's never good guy, bad guy, it's
gray areas.
Yeah, it's shades of gray.
So, for my recommendation, if you wanted to get into the series, I would start with 00, actually.
Would you not just put him straight to Unicorn and, like, ease him into the super robot way?
No, I think 00 is light enough that it stands alone pretty well, and it's light enough.
Okay, you know, 00 is probably this generation's Wing.
Less confusing and more...
Yeah,
more...
It's Wing. If someone looked at Wing and said, I gotta rewrite this shit so it makes sense.
Yeah, and also it's like, man, I gotta put more battles in because it's boring.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, what would you recommend? Sorry, UC's really boring.
Well, I mean, he's coming off of G-Gundam, and if he wants more of that, I mean...
Yeah.
Like, sadly, you're not gonna get more of that anywhere. The closest... Like, it's the reason why I like Build Fighters. Because it's...
Oh, yeah, actually, oh, Build Fighters would be good.
Because Build Fighters is, like, my favorite Gundam series. Because it's nothing about Gundam. It's literally about the hobby.
Yeah, so...
And having fun with toys.
So, here's your thing. If you wanted something to learn the history of Gundam, see where it all started and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The UC Century is good. You just have to follow the timeline. You know, Gundam, Zeta Gundam, Double Zeta, all that kind of stuff. But be warned that the animation is very dated.
Yeah.
The stories are very convoluted. They never really fleshed out things back in the day. It was like 50 episodes or bust, right?
Yeah.
So, and then you get to the new style ones, which are like C, Double O and stuff. Those are still politically charged, but they're prettier. And they're more condensed into 26 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not like, you know, you don't get the original people like Camille,
no.
Amuro,
no.
Char, all that kind of stuff. Like, those guys have their own legacy in the UC era. And then you get Build Fighters, which is, I guess, the new era of Gundam now. It's just about the hobby, you're right. But
yeah.
They have so many references to other people that it's fun if you know who they are.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you can just enjoy a standalone. If you like good fights, yeah. You know, more about the, you know, the robots. Mm-hmm. And it's more like G-Gundam than the rest, I guess. So,
yeah. That. Like, yeah, if you like G-Gundam because you wanted to see more diversity in robots.
Yep.
And you just wanted to see the fighting and just ludicrous lines and
yeah,
kind of just banana action.
Yeah. Yeah.
Build Fighters is kind of the way.
Hey, you. Japanese guy.
Yeah, that's... You'll not see that, but...
No, I mean, okay. Build Fighters is for kids, so you're not going to get racism.
Like, that was pretty harsh.
Yeah.
Like, you know... Tequila Gundam and all that jazz, and like, yeah, it's a good time.
Canada's Gundam is a lumberjack.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
With flannel.
And the guy's wearing flannel. The Gundam's wearing a toque.
Man, that show's great.
Yeah, that show was pretty good.
Yeah, there you go. Hopefully our suggestions helped.
Yeah, so if you want, like, the UC era is good if you really want to learn about the OG legends, like Char, Amuro, Camille, all those badasses from, like, back in the day. And then, yeah, but if you're planning to watch Unicorn, don't. because you have to know all of UC to understand.
Oh, do you really?
I told you this before.
It's the very end.
Oh, okay, yeah, it's okay. The very end of UC. Okay. There's, like, so many characters that show up who are from, you know, who are from UC.
Okay.
Yeah, so you need to know who they are. Or it doesn't make sense, their motivations.
Yeah, you at least need to know the state of the world.
Yeah.
Oh. I thought it was just a super robot show.
No, that's, like, near the end.
Oh, okay.
Because what happens is that, like, after all the climaxes of, like, everything that's happened in the UC universe, I mean, stuff's going to change, right?
Yeah.
So then they make reference to all the things that happened, mistakes they don't want to make, who was there, and stuff like that.
And then super robots save the universe.
Yeah.
It's like real life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, and Wing, I just avoid that one.
I guess my recommendation, if you wanted to get into Gundam more, you should really watch Gunbuster and Diebuster.
Oh God.
Because okay, those like really like help you get into the Gundam universe, you know? Yeah,
Gun.
Yeah. Damn! Damn! Yo, you cut that black hole in half. Cool.
What about you? What do you think she should get into? Just.
I think, yeah, if you want to know what a real Gundam show is like, watch 00.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fair.
And if you just want more fun, like G Gundam, watch Build Fighters.
So when does UC fit in? If you really want to go deep, right?
UC only fits in if you're committing yourself to like 125 episodes.
Yeah, a whole year
bought a model kit.
Yeah.
A whole year of my life was devoted to like catching up to actual Gundam. And it was worth it for me because I love that series a lot. So, but. And it also made Build Fighters 20 million times more enjoyable when people who you know are dead are hanging out and building monocles with each other. It's sick.
Cool.
Yep. And Domon and Rain are in it.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
No, Rain is in it too.
She is in it.
Yeah. Rain! Oh, man, he makes the dress out of the cape at the end.
That's the thing you love the most, eh?
It's so good!
No, my favorite thing is when they play the Cantonese song and, like, Master Age is dead and it's just still painting of them in the. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that was awesome too. But he, like, he unpetrifies her with his love. And then they shoot a heart through her Devil Gundam, and it explodes.
And I know Vince's favorite scene was when you find out that, you know, Schwarzbruder was his brother.
Schwarzbruder?
And then Vince calls him, he's like, oh my god, I never saw that coming!
His name is Dark Brother, I
oh
never
Oh my
noticed.
God, it's Kyoji! Oh, I love it when he yells Kyoji.
It's
oh,
my
favorite. Is your favorite part of G Gundam when he yells Kyoji?
Jeez. It's either that or when he has his whole speech for his burning finger.
The old one or the new one? My favorite was the old one where he was like, here's my anger, my pain, and all of my sorrow. It's like, Doman, you sappy little guy. You.
Man, I wish I could be Doman.
Kyoji's the best. Here's a coffee.
Kyoji!
Say, sorry, we burnt your food.
Kyoji! That's my dying quote in Monster Hunter.
Is it really? Did you change it?
When I die, my character yells Kyoji.
So whoever doesn't get it, you'll get it. First five episodes, all Kyoji.
I was hunting with someone online, and when he mounted a Bracadios, it was a Shining Finger.
Oh,
like,
really?
All caps. I was like, oh my gosh.
Hey, that could be a Gundam X reference, so just FYI.
I had one similar to that, but it was too much trouble to make it work.
Which one was it?
It was the full speech.
Oh god!
But when I mounted, it'd be the first part, and then I changed all my shortcuts to like
the rest of the parts.
Yeah. But, but I couldn't hit and nail the speech
fast enough. Yeah.
Because
when you pause it to do the chat, you can't.
No.
Yeah. Should do it after it fell down.
Yeah, but then it'd be too long.
I guess.
So okay, let's do a little test here. Who knows the speech?
Not me.
Oh, I don't know it.
Okay. I forget it too, but I think it starts with like, this hand of mine glows with
an awesome power.
It's Loud Roar tells me
to defeat you.
And then he says the thing, right? Yeah, and then he says,
it's
burning. Does he?
I guess, yeah. I always thought there's something about light in there too, but no, I guess not.
So I know the Japanese only of it.
That's, of course you
that,
do.
Yeah, that's funny because like when you play Super Robot Wars and you find out that's Domon's strongest attack, you just use it all the time. So we basically learned it also.
Another Gundam show he should totally watch, Galgagar. That show is great.
Yeah, that show's pretty good. Actually.
And I think that'll really get you.
That's
also
a really, good
really
show.
Get you. Yeah, so Gunbuster, Diebuster, and Galgagar will really help you with the Gundam franchise.
Totally right. Totally. All right, let's move on into...
And Dora the Explorer.
Just rounds it out.
Just rounds it out.
Go Diego. We saw a Dora the Explorer pinata.
Oh, wow.
Just Dora, like the girl.
Beat on a little girl.
Like, I've always wanted to hit her cousin Diego.
What? Diego's awesome.
Go Diego. What about Boots?
Yeah, I want to kill
Boots.
Oh, Boots needs a smack in the head.
For Candy to fall out of that head.
Yeah. Anyways, for weeks, right?
Weeks.
Yo, I'll start this one off. I played some video games on my PlayStation 4. I finally used it.
Games.
Was one of them Bloodborne? Because I want to talk about Bloodborne.
No.
Oh, okay.
One of them was Transistor.
Radio?
Oh, you started it. Okay.
I started it. This game is really nice to look at.
Yeah. Fun to play?
I really like to look at it. When I started out, I was like, oh, I don't really get it. It's not that fun. It's kind of slow.
Have you played Bastion?
No.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Yes, and then, and I was like, my sword doesn't shut up. And he's actually saying words, but, dude, shut up.
Hey, listen.
Like, it's not about you anymore. Like, get over it. But yeah, so he keeps talking, I get over it. I did make the switch, though, so that it speaks out of my controller.
Oh.
That's kind of cool. And then I was like, okay, this is just annoying. How would I shut this guy up?
You don't.
I didn't realize, though, it took me a while, that this game is all about trial and error with attacks. It's all about switching up. I don't know how to say it. Have you played it now?
No, I've only played Bastion.
Okay, so you have... There's four face buttons, right?
Okay.
Each one of them is a different attack. And then you get upgrades. And you can place these upgrades on each one of those attacks. But okay. Only one at a time. And they modify your attack...
Okay.
...differently for every one.
Yeah.
Or, you can take all those attacks off, all those upgrades off, and you can make the upgrade the primary attack.
Huh.
And then your old primary attacks can become an upgrade and does it in reverse. And that gives you a whole different set.
So you have one attack that's more powerful instead of four attacks that are more versatile.
Yes.
Okay.
Thing is, I think there's 16 attacks in total.
Oh, wow.
16 actual main attacks in each.
And then each attack can be put on with a power-up.
With another attack to make a power-up and whatnot, and therefore...
Huh.
It's also limited by how much memory you have. It's very reboot-ish.
Okay.
And you don't take place, the world's not inside a computer, but the world is heavily derived from a
cyberspace.
Yes. Everything is about processes and hacking and memory.
Did they talk RAM. About the thread? They might. The memory thread.
Oh, they do. Yes, they do that.
Okay.
But yeah, so it's a game that's all about experimentation with attacks.
Okay.
To find what's the most efficient. And when I found that out, I was like, that's cool. But I kind of don't want to put the time in to do this. And I don't really care.
Since you're done, do you delete it off your PlayStation?
No, I still have it. I'm probably going to finish. I heard it's only 5 hours.
Is it upstairs?
Huh? Yeah.
In your living room?
Yeah.
So we can try.
Yeah, sure.
Awesome.
Yeah. Right. It also presents itself like an RPG, but it... The way you level up is all scripted. There's only a certain amount of enemies that you can kill.
Oh, okay. You can't grind out.
Nope. All right. Nope. So you can only be at certain levels at certain times.
RPG-ness!
Oh, but it has this cool function where you can stop time, plan out all your attacks, and then watch it fly.
Huh.
Time stop! Yeah, so that's fun.
Where have I seen that before?
I don't know. It's like
Action Man. Is it called Your Bravely Second?
Yeah. No, it's actually just called Turn.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's Take a Turn. When you die, emergency turn.
Wow, okay.
You don't die in this game. What you do, though, is you lose attacks.
Huh.
So when your life bar goes down, and you run out of life and you get hit again, of your four attacks, one of the buttons will be locked out. So you can't access it. And then you'll start again at full life. I've only ever gotten one locked out. I've never fully seen what happens when you lose all your...
When you finish the battle, do you get everything back?
No. You have to find two safe spots.
Two?
Yes. So the first one you come up to, it'll say, sorry, you need one more save. You got to find the next save swap before it reactivates.
Huh.
Oh.
It's really cool. I like the music. I like the visual aesthetic. It's just not clicking with me. It's an indie game. I don't know. You guys know I don't like indie games.
You just don't like games now at that point.
Yeah.
It's a lot of indie games, man.
I played a full... this next game I played, I don't know if I'd call it a full budget title. Played Project Cars.
Oh, here we go.
So this is the, what's it stand for? Project Community Assisted Racing Simulator. I believe that's correct.
Community Assisted, what do you mean?
So this game was actually...
this is early access forever.
Yes, it's not that it was early access. It was a small team of British racing developers.
Mm-hmm.
And they were putting together a game. And they wanted... And instead of... making all the decisions themselves, they opened up their development kit to the community. And the community would provide input, help out with some programming and whatnot, and they'd combine it all together to make this game. It's tough, because I think this game is when you're racing and you're on the track, it's probably the best racing simulator out there.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
It's the best. OMG. It's the best. Okay. But it's a shell of a game.
Like, features-wise?
Yeah, like, I'm gonna just say right now, this game doesn't have an in-game soundtrack.
Does it support custom soundtracks?
I don't think so.
Wow. Okay.
But I mean, maybe that's what they're going for, right? You want a real...
There's no radio in a race car, Vince, all right? You gotta hear the road. The road is your radio.
Okay, so you look at games like... yeah, pretty much. You look at games like Gran Turismo, right? And you're like, oh, you see that 1,000 car list, and you're like, that's 1,000 cars!
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that. This game has, I don't know...
2.
No, it's not that low. It's like 30, but they're all from Europe.
That makes sense. They're European developers.
Like, there is one... Mustang.
Alright.
One Mitsubishi Lancer.
Okay.
And everything else.
Alfa Romeo.
Nope, they don't have that. They don't got Ferrari. They don't got Porsche. They got no Italian cars.
What?
They've got the German cars that you know of. Mercedes, BMW.
You lied to me. This is made by Germany.
And they got British cars. Aston Martin, Caterham.
These are barely cars. You don't got the Italian cards
either. So I'll tell you the thing. People who play games like Gran Turismo and Forza, they play those games because they, at least the way I see it, is they like the idea of being able to buy their car that they have in real life. Or any car, any supercar, throw stupid amounts of power into it, yep. And just fly down the track.
100%.
And that makes sense, right? It's the driving simulator.
Yep. I bought a Mazda 3 in that game, and I pumped it up as high as it can go.
You basically want to see what your car could do without... actually having to do
it. And I went to the test track and I was just like, let's just punch it.
Project Cars is the opposite of that. It's, we don't buy cars. You don't upgrade your car.
You just got stock
cars. This is a racing game. You sign the contract with a team, they provide the race car, and you go racing.
Wow.
And that's mostly what it is. And it's, like I said, the physics and the driving stuff is fine. The AI sucks. It's not that they're bad. It's just they don't give a fuck. Like, I'll give you a situation. So there's this thing called, in racing, called a wedge or a disappearing gap.
Okay.
Say there's a corner. Two cars are coming into the corner, one slightly ahead.
Mm-hmm.
The one that's ahead will take the turn first, obviously, right? Because it's closer. And then there's the one behind. And say the corner's here.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry for the audio, guys. I know this is horrible. But there's a triangle that forms, right?
Yeah.
The car that's chasing, that gap is going to disappear. Right?
Yeah, obviously.
It's either you're going to run into the next car or you're going to cut the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In this game, if the corner is on a wall, he'll run into you.
Oh, wow.
And he just won't give a fuck and he'll run you off the track and go. If there is no wall, he'll cut the corner.
And but he doesn't get penalized.
And he doesn't get penalized.
Hmm.
And it's like, now, I'm only playing on the hardest difficulty here.
So, cutting these corners, is it because like, it's just supposed to be like, you know, oh, you got to cut the corner first after you? Or is it like a safety thing? Like, you shouldn't cut the corner because you both might.
You shouldn't cut the corner because that's just cheating, right? You're off the
track. It's an advantage.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what you mean. Yeah, okay.
It's cheating. Generally, if you can, like in real racing, what the guy chasing would do is he would back out of it.
Why? Oh, just because.
Because either he crashes or he cuts the corner and then he gets penalized and he'd have to give the position back.
Yeah, okay.
But in this game, they don't have that. Something else a lot of people don't realize when it comes to race cars is race cars are made to go fast at their top speed. And by that I mean a race car that's driving at normal slow speeds isn't very good, as in a very good car at all.
Okay.
As in, you need to have your tires warm, you have to have your brakes warm.
Things have to be moving.
Things have to be moving or else your aero doesn't work. This game takes that into account.
Okay.
So when you first come to the pits, your tires are cold, there's no grip, you slide around corners. And it's you have to spend your first lap warm up the tires.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? AI doesn't have this problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, at the beginning of the races, I'm struggling to get off the line, and these guys are just flying through me.
Huh.
That kind of sucks.
Yeah, I saw from a bunch of Twitter stuff that you were doing really well in the races, though. I saw, like,
you were in pole position.
Oh, my God. It was so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Oh, you didn't see it? People were posting about Vince. Like, Vince. It was like Sanchez, period. Pole, period. Like, man.
Just so the game has a built-in Twitter.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, okay.
To make you feel like you're real. Like, the game is trying to make you feel like you're a race driver.
Okay.
You know, and they give you a fake Twitter account, and you name your fake Twitter account, and blah, blah, blah. And that's cool.
But your PR company handles it, because you're not allowed to handle it.
Yeah.
Actually?
I don't know.
But like, and this, the core of the game is great. There's just so many nuanced problems. Like, when I'm in the game, I can't change any of the options.
Really? Pardon me.
Like, like for example, driving assist or whatnot. If you want to switch that in the game, you can't. You have to back out to the main menu.
Not even like the race menu.
Nope.
You.
Nope. And okay, I can. I can understand that because okay, we start a race. You shouldn't be allowed to change mid race. But you also can't change regular options. Like, if I want to change subtitles? Volume, the brightness of the screen. Because, you have a pit engineer, right? And he's talking to you as you're racing. And he tries to give you advice, but he talks to your controller.
Okay.
But it's set to, like, blaringly loud.
Yeah.
And I started playing this in, like, midnight. And, I don't know, it just echoed throughout my house. And I was like, oh, God, how do I turn this down? I couldn't find it. And so for, like, 10 laps, he kept yelling at me.
Huh.
And I was just like, I can't, I gotta turn this down. I don't know. It's a fun game, like, but I guess being a small team, they couldn't get the license for music, they couldn't get license for a lot of real tracks or real cars.
Okay.
So I start out in karting, and I'm working, and you can choose, you can go GT cars, Formula cars, or there's a third one, I can't remember, street racing or something.
Fast and Furious?
I didn't
get really, your underglow on.
Yeah, I didn't really care, because I only went for the Formula cars. Right? Okay. But obviously, they can't get the license to Formula One.
So they have made up.
So it's made up stuff.
Ferrari?
Sure. And,
Mercedes?
They couldn't get the licenses to a lot of great tracks.
Like the Nürburgring?
They have that, but if you want to, like, go to Suzuka in Japan, it's called Sakito. And it's almost Suzuka, but they take out some of the really great corners, so it's kind of like... they don't have Monaco, or... They have Monaco, but it's a different version. I don't know.
So if this racing system was in a better game...
Yes. You know what? If this system had the budget of Microsoft or Sony behind it, I'm sure this would be fantastic.
Yeah.
As it is, it's for the hardcores only, and even then, I don't know if that's worth it.
So GT's going to buy the system.
I hope so.
But 1,000 cars. They're going to record 1,000 mufflers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But yeah, it's okay. I mean... It's my holdover until F1 2015.
I still maintain Dirt 3 is better.
Good.
I like the new Dirt game's really good.
Rally?
Yeah, the PC the early access source? One, yeah. Yeah. It's just pure Rally though. Like there's no Gymkhana, there's no
That's how I like it.
Yeah.
And then the last thing is I watched The Maze Runner.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Have you guys seen The Maze Runner?
No, man, I know what it is.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, why?
So The Maze Runner is it's a movie based off of an adult fiction novel.
I didn't say what is it or why.
Because I actually wanted to see it last year.
Oh, really?
I think I did.
Okay.
Because I was looking through my hard drive and I'm like, I have The Maze Runner on here.
Okay. Do you like it?
I really enjoyed it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I heard it wasn't awful.
No, it was really good. It's, I'll tell you what. It is Lord of the Flies meets The Hunger Games.
Yeah. They have to get through this maze, and then there's like a whole reason why they're in this.
Yeah, game.
It's just a bunch of boys, right?
It's a bunch of boys, and they have that political strife with each other.
Yep.
And it's really good. I was surprised. When I was watching it, though, I was like, I wonder how much the budget was for this movie, because it's a maze.
Yeah.
I bet you could just make one set and just film it at different angles, and it would all look different.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
I bet that's what they did.
And I think so, because I saw the budget, and it was under $30 million, and I was like, But, no, it was cool.
It was crazy because, like, all the boys' hairs are kind of perfect. Yeah. You ever notice that?
Yeah.
Like, all of them have, like, perfect hair.
Yes, they do.
So you liked it?
I did like it.
Well, why? Did you like it?
No, I just looked bad from the trailer.
You should watch it. I think you'd like it, actually.
That's my snap judgment on Divergent, too. I'm like, this movie looks like garbage.
Wasn't that your snap judgment on The Hunger Games?
No, I thought The Hunger Games were cool.
My brother was watching The Hunger Games.
Oh, really?
Because he's reading it in school.
Whoa!
Yeah, that's what it's come down
lucky.
To. I know. That's what I said.
I got to read Hatchet,
and then I asked him, like, "Hey, do you think Katniss is hot?" He's like, "Kuya, I don't think about that." Okay.
Right.
I'm like,
she's not 2D.
I'm like, bro, hot.
But yeah, no, The Maze Runner is really cool. You can tell this is based off of a new book because the cast is really diverse.
Huh.
It's not a group of white dudes.
Yeah.
I mean, the main characters are white dudes. But
you gotta sell books at some point.
Oh, of course, right? But the leader of the clan, like, there's a lot of, like, black dudes. There's an Indian guy.
the
is he the tech help?
No.
Actually, wow, we're wow. No, this is like,
no.
We went from black dudes to Indian guy, and then tech help.
And then one of the the main runner, like the main athletic dude, is Korean. That, so
he's not the it's not the main character.
No, well the main character's like okay. There's a the boys have divided themselves up in different groups, right? And each group has a leader.
Mm-hmm.
And the main character, he kind of doesn't have a place yet because he just arrived.
Oh, yep.
But the leader of the runners is a Korean dude.
Oh, they just run into the maze.
Yeah, they just keep running.
Yeah.
They keep running and mapping it. Hmm. And no, it's cool. I think it could use a little bit more, like, slower comedic moments. Like, a movie is dark from start to finish.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, not dark, it's just very serious. And it's very like, dude, we're stuck in this maze forever.
Seems so silly. Just the concept.
It is very silly, but then at the end, it alludes to like way more silliness. That's just like, what? This movie is a lot bigger and more ridiculous.
The world than I thought is a maze.
Not necessarily, it's a metaphor but you're for catching life. On. You're catching on.
It's like the village.
My only criticism is that I wish they gave you a little more answers to what the world is like that they live in, because they kind of just throw it in your face in the last 5 minutes, and it's kind of like, oh, by the way. This maze is just the beginning.
That's for Maze Runner 2.
Well, yeah. But I wish like they gave you a bit more so you're kind of like, oh, okay. I'm really invested in the sequel. Because at this moment, I'm just like...
There's more of them, you know that, right?
Yeah,
there's
I got the audiobook to the second one.
Yeah, I just read up the synopsis of all of them. So
yeah.
It looks sweet, yeah. Actually.
I think the second one is the Scorch Trials or something.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Oh, Anthony's contemplating for
some I know, time. He's like, shit, do I have to go home and watch the Maze Runner now?
When did they get to a hedge maze?
What?
Now, is there ever any hedge mazes?
No, it's all stone. Oh. It's all concrete. It's moving concrete.
Yeah, and then there's traps.
Yes.
Dinosaurs?
Spiders?
Gross.
Like, large.
Are they robot spiders or real spiders?
Like wild west spiders?
No, like large mechanical knife leg spiders.
Cool.
Just watch it.
Just watch it, Anthony.
What are you doing?
I hope next week Anthony comes back and like, yo, guys. The Maze Runner?
Sickest movie
ever.
We'll see.
But yeah, no, it's
yeah, because usually you don't like things. So when you like things, it's
me?
Him.
No, okay, wait. I should really say, like, it's not like the best thing out there.
Yeah, but you liked it after it was enjoyable.
Yeah, it was really good.
Would you watch it again?
Probably.
Hmm.
I'll probably watch it again before the second one comes out.
See, you can't do this. This is what happens. You like something and then Anthony has to contemplate. See, this is like, look what's happening. Now he's like all docile, just thinking.
Because he doesn't like things.
I know, right?
I'm like,
Can't be that bad.
It's going to be terrible.
What's...
Just the long trolls.
Yeah. It's the long con.
I got him.
Got him. Wasted yeah, an hour and a half just of your life. Him.
Just like, you feel like a... Hook on your, hook, yeah.
No, it's good. I do like it. I mean, wait, did you like The Lord of the Flies? Did you read that book?
I read it. Lord of the Flies was cool.
Yeah. It's like it's a lighter version of that plus a maze.
Anthony got lost in a maze when he was a kid. That's why he hates mazes so much.
I got lost at Wonderland.
Might as well be a maze.
Might as well. My cousin's lost me.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah,
that it for you?
Yeah, that's it. I'm good. Anthony, you want to go next?
Keep us on the movie train, bro.
I was also watching movies.
Yeah, so tell me, what did you watch?
I saw the movie Seven.
Like for the first time?
For the first time.
Oh!
It was 1995, Morgan Freeman, Brad Pitt.
Classic.
Yeah. What's his face from House of Cards? Kevin Spacey.
Well, he was young then.
Yeah, he's super young. And so, for people who don't know, the story is it's a murder mystery type story about Brad Pitt's character is new to this area of the force, and he wants to stop murderers. And Morgan Freeman is this seasoned vet who just wants to get off the force because he's tired of the world. And they have to use their different sides of knowledge to stop one last murder.
What's his name? What kind of killer is he? The Zone?
No. John Doe.
Oh, okay.
They just call him John Doe. And so Kevin Spacey's character is murdering people and committing these acts based on the seven deadly sins. So like greed, gluttony, lust, pride, the other ones.
Sloth.
Envy.
And wrath.
Wrath?
Okay. Yeah, like anger.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and so I didn't realize that this movie was like super like graphic and like kind of messed up, man. Like I thought the like I knew about the what's in the box scene because that's just in like popular culture now. Yeah. Like everything else is like super fucked, and like oh my gee, like it was a heavy movie.
Yeah,
like I expected it to be like kind of heavy, but like not as heavy as it was. Like
it is rated R.
Yeah, it was man.
You must have loved it.
Ooh, this movie's great.
Like, are you ready?
I gave it 4 out of 5 stars on my Netflix.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really good.
Dr. Stark is just not enough Sephiroth.
Not enough Sephiroth.
Well, I thought that was your problem.
It is always my problem.
It was really good.
That Maze Runner hit you really hard, eh?
I'm thinking about Maze Runner still.
I told you you shouldn't have done this.
But I'm also...
Should I have talked about the David Attenborough documentaries I was watching instead?
No, but like the Maze Runner though, it just like hit him.
Because I thought that movie was gonna be garbage, and then you're like the Mr. I Don't Like Anything. He's just like, this looks pretty good. And I'm like, what, man?
Okay, talk about Pitch Perfect 2.
Yeah, and I saw Pitch Perfect
2. Why did you see this movie?
Because I like Pitch Perfect.
I didn't realize you liked
Pitch Perfect. No, I like Pitch Perfect.
That makes sense. Okay.
The first one, like that movie, I got hooked in the social media trap. Of everyone was like, oh my god, Pitch Perfect is on Netflix, I love that movie. And like, no one was ever saying bad things about it. So I'm like, I'm gonna watch this and I have bad things to say. So I can go to the internet
and tell people
my bad opinions. And I'm like, oh, this movie's actually really good.
But is it good or is it because I like Anna Kendrick? She's cool.
Anna Kendrick's pretty cool.
All right.
Hey, what do you think? I like Anna Kendrick.
You love Anna Kendrick.
Why?
I don't know.
She's hot!
Oh. Okay. I like her Twitter account.
Why? Is it funny?
She has the best Twitter account.
Apparently, Snoop Dogg is her stand.
Oh, yeah, I retweeted that. That was good.
It was good.
But, yeah, so the thing about, I didn't realize about Pitch Perfect is that it's more of a raunchy comedy than, like, a friendship movie of, like, oh, let's get together and, like...
Isn't the Sister of the Traveling Pants?
Yeah, it's not Sister of the Traveling Pants. I
also love.
I've never seen it.
You should watch that. I think you'd like that.
No,
yeah, it's actually really good.
He has to say it's really good for this.
You like it, right?
I have no comment at the moment.
Okay. So, I didn't realize that it was like, they have really, really edgy racial jokes that like, in ways where I thought these kind of jokes would never come back, like, in movies. So, like, a lot of my favorite comedy movies are old Mel Brooks movies.
Yeah.
And like Blazing Saddles, things like Airplane.
Yeah.
Things that took comedy to the next level.
Yeah,
to a place where that could never happen again, because like it would be too it's not politically correct enough for this to happen.
Okay.
Right, so yeah, I won't get into like the specific scenes of those movies, but like I like those movies because they push comedy in a way that people are kind of uncomfortable with but is not overtly offensive.
Yes.
And Pitch Perfect does the same thing, but Pitch Perfect 2 does the same thing again. So the problem I have with Pitch Perfect 2 is that it is more of the same, and it is like it is exactly what you would expect out of a sequel of this movie.
Is it the Gears of War 2 thing? Bigger, better, more badass?
No. It's them moving on with their lives. It's them leaving the college scene. It's them.
That doesn't sound as fun.
Yeah, it's but like they still have the same type of fun. They're still in their a cappella group. It's just that they have more life problems to think about rather than just college problems.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, they still come together, and it's all happy-go-lucky. But just, man, like, some of these jokes are so good. They have a lot of good, like, puns for it. So they're going to an a cappella world championship because who's the bigger lady in that movie? I forget her name. The Australian girl?
Yeah, I forget her name.
She's doing a dance on stage, and she accidentally rips her pants open. She's going commando. And she shows her vagina to the president of the United States, Barack Obama.
Okay.
And so the school and the a cappella league suspend their group from being a part of it. But there's a loophole to where they can still participate in worlds and face off against the people from different countries in the world a cappella championship.
Okay.
So they go off against Germany. That's their main antagonist.
Yeah.
They're called Das Sound Machine.
Yeah.
And they're talking like really...
Wow.
Yeah, Das Sound Machine. And they're talking like really heavy German accents. There's an Indian team called Non-Stop.
Yeah.
Like non bread. Wow. And one of the announcers makes the male announcer, he's like this out of touch old guy.
Yes.
And he's like, here's nonstop, just taking a break from stealing all of our jobs. And I'm like, whoa! But there's a lot of like really like borderline offensive jokes in there that like they're still kind of tasteful. And I really like that about older comedy movies. And that's why I really like Pitch Perfect, because they put comedy in this edge where like comedy is supposed to be edgy in most cases, I guess. And I really like, I respect that about the movie, that they can push these kind of jokes into an age where if you say a person is brown, you get lynched. So,
yes.
But yeah, I really enjoyed it. I like it less than the first movie because, again, it is just more of the same, but with a different plot twist. But what they had to work with and the stuff that was going on with that movie, I still really enjoyed it.
Cool.
Yeah. And then I'm just playing more Bloodborne.
Yeah.
I've been knocking down bosses left and right.
Cool.
So I'm on, I think I have to beat this one in this place, Castle Kanehurst.
Yeah.
I just beat this one boss. I forget her real name. It's like something, the daughter of the cosmos. I just beat this lady. So I have to beat the boss in Castle Kanehurst, and then I can go towards the end game.
Cool.
Yeah. Because like eventually I was just like, I have no clue where to go. Like, so in Dark Souls and Demon Souls and stuff, like you're always kind of lost in those games, but the level layout is simple enough to where I always figured it out. In this game, I'm just lost all the time. So yeah. I just said F it, and I looked up like a boss order list, and I was like, all right, like tell me how to get to this boss. Like I didn't spoil myself on how to beat it.
Uh-huh.
I just spoiled myself on how to get there, because I couldn't navigate this goddamn world. It is impossible.
Cool.
So yeah, I got a couple more bosses, and I should be done.
Neato.
But that game's still good. That game's still really good. I haven't done really any Child's Dungeon stuff yet either. But yep, that's.
Neat.
That's all the new stuff.
Cool.
Later. You know what's funny? When you guys were talking, I was like, man, did I do my week yet? I felt like I did my week already. I'm like, really hope Vince doesn't go to my week. And then I'm like, oh my god, I haven't done my week.
So tell us about Magic, Glenn.
No. I just I actually saw a movie this weekend, and it was called Mad Max Fury Road. I'm just kidding.
That originally was your week, and
yeah.
Then I moved it
to a review. Yeah, I was like, man, Vince, come on.
Yeah, I know. That's why there's show notes. I put you'll think of something.
Man, I wish I could regale you guys with the tale of like things that happened this week, but all I've been doing is just like reading Magic and like working, and like there's nothing really much there for me. Like, I mean, I wish I had time to watch a movie or whatever, but usually I spend the rest of it just like going on a run or something. And yeah. What are you looking for?
No, I'm just confused because I tore a label off a bottle, but now that bottle's gone and there's a label back on this bottle.
Oh, the bottle's by your...
And I don't... No, there's no label in here and there's water in it.
Okay. Anyway,
did you drink water? There it is. Oh, thank God. I thought I was losing my mind.
Yeah. This is surreal, man.
Oh.
Thrilling radio, ladies and gentlemen.
God damn. No, seriously. I thought I was legitimately going crazy. I thought I hallucinated the whole thing of me ripping off the label.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. No, and I've been sick, too. So, like, a lot of it is just me reading BuzzFeed articles, unless you want to tell me about, you know, I can't believe number 8 for the one BuzzFeed
article. Yo, what are 10 things that you and only your best friend can do?
Oh, actually, you know what I've been watching a lot of? I watch a lot of gameplay videos because I didn't have enough, you know, energy to play games.
What though?
Have you seen this game called Styx, Master of Shadows? It's like this little goblin guy and like...
Heard of it.
Yeah, and he goes around and like infiltrates stuff, kind of like Metal Gear style.
No.
It looked really fun. I don't know. It looked like a Metal Gear, but like you're a goblin and stuff. Then I watch gameplay videos.
Is it like 3D third person? Or?
Yeah, 3D third person. Oh, wow. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So another thing I started watching is... Do you know, actually, this is more to you. Do you know a comedian named Amy Schumer?
Yep.
She's funny.
She's hilarious. Oh my God. She is fantastic.
She has a TV show, maybe?
Yep, Inside Amy Schumer.
Yeah, I just watched some of her clips, and man, they were so funny.
She's hilarious.
She's the blonde?
Yeah.
Slightly pudgy?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
No, she's hilarious.
There's one girl that I have a crush on, though. She was in, like, the College Humor videos. She's, like, this brown girl with, like, big glasses. She was in one of Amy Schumer's videos, too.
I don't remember.
Man, she's just really funny. I just watched all her like clips and like one by one.
I think if you like those clips, you should just watch the show.
Yeah, yeah. Because the reason I know about her is because I was watching a trailer for another movie, Vacation. Have you seen the trailer for this movie?
Oh yeah, they're remaking National Lampoon's Vacation, but it's not. Like,
I heard about.
It's not like a remake. It's like it's the next generation of Griswolds.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
No.
And they even say like.
No.
They even say like I've never even heard of the original Vacation. It's like, don't worry, this one will stand on its own. But you'll see the trailer tomorrow when you watch Mad Max. But one of the trailers had Chris Hemsworth asking about the remote.
Oh, yeah.
Or he's like, hey, do you guys know how to use the remote? And he's just there in his underwear, and he just has a huge schlong.
And he's just there to show off his package, pretty much.
And then when he leaves, the husband's like, she just came in here to show off his six-pack. I don't know. I just thought this is like really funny. Christina Applegate's in it, too. She's aged.
She's not young, that's for sure.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man, I wish I could fill you in with more, but it's been a pretty boring week for me.
It's okay.
Nothing high octane.
I think that's said for all of us.
You didn't meet any Universal donors?
I mean, you guys were pretty high octane. I mean, Maze Runner over here.
I'm still thinking about Maze Runner.
I know you're still thinking about Maze Runner because you got a dazed look on your face. Like somebody punched you and you're
like, why is it good? Like, what could it possibly be?
Clenching his hair and everything.
I got a haircut, that's why.
Yeah. But yeah, that's it for me.
Okay. Okay, I'll say this. You know what's better than Maze Runner? Mm. I've been watching BBC Earth Africa.
David Attenborough?
Yeah.
Yeah, I started watching BBC Life, actually, too.
Life is fantastic.
Yeah.
Africa is even better.
I feel real bad for a lot of animals.
Save it.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. People just get eaten. Yeah. Yeah. No, not people, but like things just get eaten.
I watched one where there was a drought and a mama elephant watched her baby elephant die in front of her.
Awesome. Yeah, man. And then there's elephants have elephants have like they're smart and they have like burials and like actual ceremonies for to bury their dead and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, sad. But like sad. Sad. When you see a baby elephant just lie down and never get up. Who's sad? I was like, whoa, this is dark, BBC.
David Amber, what are you doing?
Why are you telling me this story, man?
Get the vial ready. I'm crying.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. There you have it. That's the show.
Yeah.
Look forward to next week.
Yeah.
Where we talk about more stuff.
Yeah.
More cool things. Cool things in the world.
Mm-hmm. Where Anthony gives his review on Maze Runner.
And I hope to give a review on Tomorrowland, which I hope you guys will come see with me.
Oh. Well, I'll give my review on Mad Max.
Oh, come on. Are we going to see Tomorrowland?
Not.
Was it the Avengers that had that 15-minute trailer thing?
Yeah, I really like Tomorrowland. I just want to see it.
Yeah, that didn't grab me.
Hey, it didn't grab me either, but...
Okay. If you pulled say my shirt. It's good... Oh, okay.
You pulled on my shirt like a newborn.
Hey, man. Hey.
You wanna come it didn't pull on your finger? Like, come on.
It just reminds me of, like... I don't know, like... I love those kind of stories where there's another alternate, you know, reality, so.
I guess so.
Do I got a story for you? It's called JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Oh my god. End it. End it.
Thanks for listening. See you guys next week.
Some people just want to watch the world burn.
Peace through tyranny. That's my motto.
Peace through tyranny.
Isn't that Megatron?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mine's just mutually assured destruction.
No, see, I have an endgame.
And he is destruction.
Yeah, we're both dead. That's the end game.
Okay.
If I can't win, no one can win.
Just text him when we're done.
Huh?
Text him when we're done.
How about you can call me. I'm just going to pause it.
Or we can...
We can
message him.
We can have, like, a funny thing where it's like, Vince! And call him from, like, upstairs. And then it still records it.
Sure. You can keep it going. I'll just cut it all the... The fat later.
No, keep the fat in.
Are you saying I'm fat?
I am saying you're fat.
You're saying I'm fat?
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Uh-huh. All right. I stand on my words.
As long as you own up to your words.
I do.
That's all that matters.
I do.
All right, Vince, GTFO. He's going to see it tomorrow, so he doesn't want to stick around to hear about it.
Yeah, I mean, teachers
do you want to dip too?
Oh, that means
studio
every...
Studio audience
dipped.
All right.
Yo, call us when you're done.
Yeah,
the only thing. Coffee.
All right.
Play The Witcher 3.
What? You got The Witcher 3? All right, hold on. I want his
no.
chair. I want his chair.
Oh, okay. You're gonna sit on his chair. Right,
I'm on the recording side now.
Okay.
So, I feel so powerful.
Oh man, here we go.